Blog Talk Radio.
How many know if he never does anything else, he's already done enough.
Oh, I'm not the Praise the name of God. Let the rivers flow so that they can refresh my soul. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I want to speak to you today on something very important. Amen. And we, as the body of Christ, can't see these things if we don't have a spiritual eye. Once you're born again, you just don't say that you're a Christian, but you got to experience everything in this Christian walk. And one of the things that Father God want to do is build you up so that you can be able to discern what's going on around you, because your spirit being, and you must now live the spiritual way. And the spirit being is always persecuted by the natural. And so because of what's behind the scene, God is literally trying to hurry up and get you built up so that the enemy won't destroy you. You know, it's something that, amen, praise God, when we put in this world, we don't know anything. We're blind. We don't know anything. But when Christ come in, then he began to show us things that are behind the scene. What's going on in your life? What's causing these issues? And I guarantee you, it's Lucifer. Out of the book of Isaiah, amen, chapter 14, I'm going to read a few verses. Father God, we just thank you today for what you're doing today and what you're about to do in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to bless the remainder of this week and continue to keep your people covered in the blood of the Lamb. Now, God, we bind up Satan and his tricks and traps, amen, and ask that you would protect the children that are coming and going to school, that are, amen, on their way home or wherever they are today. Let them see the light before the darkness overtake them. Protect the mother and the fathers, amen, praise God, the employers, those that, amen, are doing all kind of work, doctors, teachers, lawyers, amen, and then the administration of the pastors and the evangelists and the apostles and the bishops, amen, and the teachers, amen, and the prophets. God, you know them all. You know them all by name, but most of all, you know our hearts. And Satan is after your people. So I ask you, Lord God, to cast his works back into the bits and don't allow him a chance to get a foothold on us and destroy us. I pray for mercy and your grace this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. The forces of darkness. The Bible says in Isaiah 14, he said, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cast down to the ground, which did weaken the nation? I want to speak to you about a devil that is ever existing, but if we obey God, we can overcome this thing. The Bible say he goes around, amen, like a roaring lion, seeking who he may destroy. And the Bible say he weakens the nation. Well, how does he weaken the nation? He weakens the nation through deception and lies. He weakens the nation through all manner of perversion. He weakens the nation through causing them to rebel against God. He weakened the nation through fear. For the Bible said, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the side of the north. Now this devil, amen, heart is to be a god. The Bible says he came down, amen, praise God, was cast down. Jesus seen him as lightning cast down from, amen, the heavens, amen, praise God. And when he got here, amen, he deceived Adam and he became the god of this world, whereas Adam should have been the god of this world. He should have been the one in authority. And then it said, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, I will be like the Most High. He will never succeed, but he is doing everything he can to accomplish that, even though he knows he's a failure. When we have failed in things, we give up. He don't give up. He constantly try to hit at God's people, the Christians as well as the Jewish nation, in order to weaken them. Amen. And then we as the body of Christ need to know that, amen, if we hold on to God, God will bring us through. Satan can't win. And it said, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. Amen. Praise God. God said in his word, he said he's going to bring Satan down. Amen. Praise God. All that he tried to do, amen, you will see him in hell. And then when you look upon him, the Bible say, they that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms? Amen. Saints, we can't be weakened if we stand in unity. Saints, we cannot be weakened if we keep the commandments of God. So I wanted to literally speak, amen, about the forces of darkness. One of the weakest areas in our lives, amen, well, there are three, amen, praise God, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and pride of life. The devil got a trap set for us, saints, praise God, and it's going to be how we deal with this situation in order to overcome it. Because, see, if you're not a seer or a prophetess or a prophet, amen, or doesn't have the gifts working in you in order to discern the difference between what's good and evil, Satan is going to play a mind game on you that will literally tear you up. He not only is he after you, but he's after your entire family. So the devil uses a strategy in order to trap us. Heaven is real and hell is real. I've been in hell, and I've seen all kind of evil. I've seen worms. Amen. I've been in the midst of them where I couldn't even do anything but knock them off. And one had gotten in my hair. I seen this in a vision, in a dream. And I had to pull it out of my hair. And God was showing me what was in hell because of the things that Satan had did to me in order to destroy me. And every time Satan would cause any harm to me, Jesus was always there. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. We can use that in two instances. The valley of the shadow of death, amen, praise God. What was David was talking about was a dark place, amen, praise God, and everybody have to walk through it. But then there's another instance in the Bible where it teaches you about where the valley of the shadow of death was, and I will expound on that one day. So, amen, Satan is fighting us on every hand. And in order for us to be saved, we're going to have to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Amen. Saints, we got to fight. We got to resist the devil. The greatest strategy that he uses on earth is lust. You suffer so much, you're being made poor. Even though you can have some of the greatest money that is in the world, amen, that might not be your problem, but there are other problems that Satan is throwing at you, other issues in order to defeat the Christ that's on the inside of you. It might be, amen, that you just want to be happy, amen, or you just want to be loved, or you want to be married, or you want to have children, or you want to have a good job. Well, Satan is in the midst of all of this to weaken you. The Bible says he weakens the nation through this. And, amen, he plays with your mind. And then he sent demons. Demons are on assignment. That's a sign to destroy you. I lived in Missouri, and one day I was in my bedroom, and I seen a demon like the shadow of it over in a corner. So before the night was over with, that demon appeared, and he said, I have waited 500 years to destroy you. I said, you're not going to destroy me. I said, I'm going to destroy you. And that very instant, I destroyed him. We have the power to defeat the enemy. Only a spirit can defeat another spirit. If you're not walking in the spirit, praise God, if you're not spiritually minded, you won't be able to whoop this demon. Amen. Because they are seducers, they are beguilers. They go around doing all kind of tricks and traps and deceptions. And they use me and they use humans to do it. Amen. So we got to be smarter than them by learning how to discern the difference between what's good and evil. And like I say, his greatest attack is the lust. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eye. Amen. And once he gets you into lust, amen, praise God, he'll cause that spirit man to desire the same things that the flesh, the pleasures of the flesh desired. I spoke to you about, I think it was 2 Corinthians 7, where we must clean up the flesh as well as the spirit because both were polluted. Amen, both was messed up by Satan. Well, he'll have your spirit man off key that you can't hear from God. You don't have the desire to do the things of God, but you have the desire to do the things of the flesh, the lust, amen. And there are demons, amen, praise God, that are set on assignment to cause you to fall in that area. The Bible said when you look upon a person with your eyes, and I'm paraphrasing it, you have lust already, you have sin already. Amen. So it's better that you pay attention to the things that God has made. Marriage is honorable and the bed is undefiled. Whoremongers he will judge. It's better to marry than to burn. It's better to, amen, that he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtain favor with the Lord. It's better that you follow all the guidelines, all the instructions, all the commandments of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. In order to overcome this devil. That is a it's a force. That's the only way that I can explain it. It's a force, and it's a driven force that causes a person to want to do things out of the will of God. But it's also a part of our makeup. Amen. Praise God. As far as when we were created with body parts that function in the realm of where they were supposed to function. The eyes were supposed to see, the hands to touch, the ears to hear, the mouth to speak and eat. Amen. The nose to smell. Amen. And the private area was supposed to be used for conception as far as birthing a child and for pleasure. But we as the body of Christ, amen, once we get saved, we still don't want to take off that old nature. We don't want to take off those things that, amen, that caused us problems from the beginning. 10 children and no husband and another one on the way. Some man then became a homosexual or some woman a lesbian or some child has been molested. All because of these forces of darkness that are in the world that causes your flesh to desire and want to be fulfilled. These demons are, they're highly intelligent, and they work together. They are unified, whereas we are not. And the only way that you can overcome the enemy is through, amen, keeping those commandments, fasting and praying. Amen, praise God, you must fast. And you must pray because you have to bring that flesh up under subjection. A lot of people end up getting in trouble because of the lust of the flesh. There's a driving force, amen, that will cause that flesh to get out there and sin and then repent and say, oh, God, I just had to do it this time. I won't do it no more. And then now you are back in that same boat again. And once you stop fooling with the flesh, then after you done cleaned it up, then you invite seven more devils. Every time you lay with a man or a woman, amen, you're picking up the devils that they had, amen, before you even met them. So we need to be more smarter than Satan and abstain from sexual desires other than in a marriage setting and the personal private area of your being. I have to teach to you today because you're an adult, but Satan's killing us to love the flesh, to love the pride line. Well, strategy is out the foolishness, but also the spiritual. The spirit has been infected with these desires. Then the spirit man will take on another, I would say, another way of a living. It would take on wanting to have the same thing that the flesh have, and it will begin to seek intercourse. And so it goes around, amen, because the spirit is free. Amen. It can fly. It can move around wherever you want to move around. And it will begin to seek relationship. Well, the angels that are working for God is not going to fool with a human. But these fallen angels, these angels in, that were spoken about in Genesis chapter 6, they will have sexual intercourse with you. And they will marry you. They're demons that set aside for marriage. They want to marry you so that they can control you because they know the soul tie of a relationship. That's why it's hard when you marry somebody in the natural. Amen. Praise God. Your soul is tied to that man, and that man can beat you down. And you will forgive him and get back up, and he'll beat you down again, and you'll go back to him because there's a soul tie. Well, the demons, they want a soul tie with you. And when they soul tie with you, that will cause you to leave your first love. And the first love, God speaks about it in Revelation chapter 2, where those of the churches, amen, one of the things that they had did, they left their first love. Well, they began to seek the things, the pleasures of the world, its system, and then their spirit man begins to want to be just like, amen, the flesh. The spirits and those demons have set traps, amen, and one of the things that we want gratification. That's why when you see a man go out and rape a woman or a child or something, there's a force behind him that want that gratification. And once it's released, then he'll go on and wait till that desire come again. Amen. And then he'll go out and do another sin. The Bible said the wages of sin is death. And so lust is one of the biggest issues. If you can not lust, if you can stop having sex with demons and dreams, then you can succeed as far as your relationship with God, because that's an entrapment. And then the pride. One of the things that happened is we have, as humans, we have so much pride in us, and we don't, you know, once we make a mistake, we'd rather keep that pride going than to admit that we've sinned. Amen. Praise God. And so the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, amen, these are the three areas that Satan hit most. Amen. And then he works on us with drugs and alcohol. Covetousness and all kind of manners of sin that's brought about in the flesh. But yet and still, the spirit man will do the same thing. And so the Bible tells us in Titus 2, we say, flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Our hearts need to be clean and purified. For the grace of God had that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Saints, we got to get it together. When you're having visions and dreams and you see yourself where you want to marry, that's a desire. Satan wants the desires. And then he began to bring you all kind of pictures of good-looking men and very beautiful women, and all of a sudden you see yourself in the bed with those demons. Amen. Those are demons, and they don't bring pleasure. They will make you feel, I don't know how they would make you feel, but I know they don't bring pleasure, but they will make you think that you are, that's the word to put it, make you think that you are having a good relationship and that this thing is real, and all of a sudden you done clung to that demon and thinking you got you a husband and that he is and took the place of a real man. This is sin, and it will cause you to fall. We as the body of Christ need to understand that whenever you see stuff in visions and dreams and it don't line up with the word, you need to resist. The Bible says if you resist the devil, he'll flee. Amen. That's where you resist him at. Your spirit man got to resist him. And your spirit man will always control your flesh man if you allow that spirit man to take the head and not the tail. But the spirit man must be clean up. It must live right and must live holy. These things that I'm teaching you, they are biblical. People have taught on them for years, but we have strayed away and we won't teach them no more because we don't know them. These things are happening to millions of people every day. Now, all kind of demons. There was a young girl that ate soap, and this demon told her to eat soap, and for 20 years she ate soap, and she'd rather soap than to eat her own food. We got demons in the midst of us that's controlling our spirit man. You must allow the spirit man to live for God. Have a wonderful weekend.